My recommendation for the building fund is based on the my feeling that if we had such a fund, that should we renegotiate the lease at a substantial increase, this fund could be used for two purposes, possibly. One, to prepay lease rent for a considerable number of years so as to relieve the burden on the members who naturally will be asked to pay higher dues in order to meet this increased obligation. In other words, to hit them with an immediate increase of dues based on the higher rent would be rather a traumatic experience. Maybe you could use the fund to lessen or ease that traumatic experience. Prepaid the lease rent until such time as we could increase the dues to be a supporting basis. Also, that fund could be used possibly as a means of acquiring the fee. Anyway, my basic premise is that we should be in a position to operate from a strong financial position. The other comment I made to the Planning Committee was one with respect to expansion. There's no question but what Honolulu is going to become more and more the mecca of the affluent and the elite, people who are going to come here and establish residency.
The elegant.
The elegance. The elegancia, who will want to join the club and make they exert a considerable amount of pressure on the club to expand its membership and to expand its facilities. And this worries me. I don't think we should think in terms of expanding in size. If anything, we expand in quality and not size. This is going to put some very severe pressures on the forthcoming members of the boards of directors of the club. And my message to them was, tread cautiously, be careful. Don't expand for expansion's sake, because once we begin to build more facilities, more locker rooms, then you have to take more, you know, it's going to continue to grow like Topsy. I also commented to the effect that I thought they were in a excellent position with the computers and all to make a more thorough studies as to the actual capacity of the club for increased membership. But, in other words, don't just increase members without having some real basis into which to calculate what the actual capacity of the club is under certain economic conditions.
Well, thank you very much, Ward. I'm certain that those words that you gave for the board will be considered carefully. And I always feel that we should learn from history, and I think you've given us an excellent account of a period in the club's history that was extremely important, and a period when some very wise decisions were made. And of course, it would be my hope that wise decisions continue to be made in the future. Thank you very much.
Don, there's only one thing I can say, it's something I learned long ago with my political career. When you are in an interview or when you've been asked to make a speech, there's always three types of interviews you give. There's the interview that you plan on giving, and then there's the interview that you give, and then afterwards there's the interview that you wish you had given. So I know there's a lot of things I've left out now. Probably in the days ahead, we'll think of the many things that I would like to have added to this interview and the many, many people that I would like to have recognized for the wonderful contributions that they made to the club during that very critical period in my history.
Remember, we can always have chapter two, you know, we can do that in the future. Thanks again, Ward.
Thank you.